And joining us in studio from Rock Falls Tourism, Melinda Jones. Boy, it's good to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you, and thank you for having me.
Last time we talked, it was over the phone, and we get some great information then, but it's always good to see somebody in person.
It is.
Fine. And how long have you been with Rock Falls Tourism?
I've been there since August of 2019, and I recently became director in this month. In April.
There we go. And now you also have an assistant.
I will have an assistant Monday starting. Wow. I'm excited.
Who's that going to be?
Mason Dale. He's a young gentleman. He's at NIU, and so I'm really excited to have him.
Oh, boy. Yeah, because you've got so many things that are coming up and going along, and we're getting the things on the calendar for Rock Falls Tourism. I'm liking the jamming on the rock. Did we bypass that last year?
We did one last year back in September, and it went over very well, so we decided to bring it back this year, and we're going to do it the first Thursdays of May, June, July, and August. So our first one is May 6th, next week.
That's right. That's going to be a week from tomorrow.
Yes.
And who's our entertainment for that?
We have four musicians, local musicians, are going to take the stage, and they are Alex Tapia, Angelina Chavez, Tara Norris, and the Whiskey Overload Band.
Wow.
So,
and it's generally area musicians or entertainment.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anybody can come and play. You just have to register with me first. So we can only have so many within an hour and a half.
Right. So. Right. And what time does that start?
It starts at 6 o'clock, goes till 7:30. We also have a couple of food trucks. Triple P is going to be there, and Burritos is going to be there. And they're actually going to start serving around 5. So you can come down early to the park, eat, and then get ready. Bring a lawn chairs. You can social distance. Plenty of room down there.
I was going to say, bring a lawn chair, maybe a blanket for the kids. Mm-hmm. And any pets allowed?
Yes, you can have pets there.
Okay. Yep. There we go. Hey, the fun day for the whole family. Get out and do that. Wow, and this is going to be the first Thursdays, starting next Thursday, and then continues how far?
It continues through August. August will be the last one.
Oh, there we go. Hey, that's a good jump start to the weekend.
Yes, it is.
And get people out. Yeah. And then, boy, you're putting the call out for calling all sculptors. Art in the Park is making a return.
Yes. So right now we are looking for people that want to submit a sculpture to put down at the park. You submit that to Rock Falls Tourism. It goes through a jury process of selection, and it can be anything that that can withstand the weather. Mm-hmm. But we're calling for anybody local, whatever, because normally we've had some that's been out of the area, DeKalb, Chicago, Indiana, from where Nemesis is. But anybody can put in a submission.
You're not going to have new sculptures put in, but the ones that are already there, they stay there all the time.
The Nemesis stays, and then the other one far, can't think of what his name is. Anyway, there's one out farther that's out, and that one stays. Mm. So we put 8 new ones in September.
Okay, and do those go back to the artist, or do those go somewhere else?
Oh, okay. They'll go back, and then they always have them traveled somewhere else.
Oh, I see. Oh, mm-hmm.
The sculptures usually travel.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And each one shows who the artist is, and perhaps maybe what materials they use and stuff like that, a little information?
Yeah, you can go on the AutoCast app, and there's a sign down at the park to download it on your phone, and the artists are on there, and they'll give a bio of their history of doing the art, or they might give an explanation of what their sculpture is.
And for new art, like you said, it has to be weather sturdy.
Correct.
So is that like something maybe somebody's welded, or is there any stone, maybe some masonry work down there?
We haven't had any stone, but a lot of it is welding stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I've just got a contact from somebody who wants to do a wood project or a wood carving. So as long as it's, coated, that it'll withstand the weather, that'll be fine.
Like maybe one of those big chainsaw carvings and then weather protect.
Right.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hear that? Get in on that one. Contact Rock Falls Tourism by email, the director at visitrockfalls.com, and that'll get you in touch with Melinda. Hey, the bikes are coming back.
Yes, we're excited.
And so. It was kind of bypassed last year for obvious reasons.
We did have them out last year, and they actually got rented quite a bit. So we're bringing them out hopefully at the end of this week, first of next week. We got to get them charged. They're down there, and what you do on that is download the Colony app to your phone, and everything is right on there, the instructions. That's how you unlock and lock the bikes. It's $1.50 an hour, but it's great for our visitors that come, like especially like Holiday Inn. It's right there at the park. They can just go in and or, you know, grab a bike and explore the area.
Mm. And how long has that program been around? That's a couple of years?
This will be our second year, basically. It started like in 2019, like in September, October.
Yeah.
So just ran for like a month or two, but all last year from May through October last year.
And then when you rent one of those bikes, do you have to bring them back to the same location or is there other drop-offs?
No, you have to bring it back to the same location.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And don't think about making it a permanent venture because they've got GPS on them. And
they do.
They're easily to be tracked.
We can track it, so don't be doing anything foolish.
And about how many people utilize that service?
It's getting more and more. So I would say every week we were averaging maybe 10 to 12 bikes being rented out. A lot of them on the weekends.
That's a great sign.
So, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. a very good sign.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else, there it is. I'm not going to pass it up. You thought I was going to forget it, didn't you? Well, I'm glad to see the Whiteside County Airport has something running coming up here for July.
Yes, July 23rd through the 25th. And that is their ACCA. ACCA stands for Aviation Content Creator Awards. They're coming out, there'll be an air show, a 2K run down a runway. There'll be vendors. There'll be an air show on Saturday from 2 to 4. They've got 50 of the world's best aviation YouTube celebrities that will be gathering that weekend. There's bands. There's just a lot going on. So make sure you put that on your calendar.
Now, is this another one that was kind of didn't happen last year because of certain situations? Or I don't remember this one.
No, this is just newly planned.
No!
Yeah, yes. Dan Grider, he's from Sterling, and so he's actually the organizer of this event.
Okay. Whiteside County Airport, of course, everybody knows, located at 10950 Hoover Road in Rock Falls. And this, again, coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Let's see, do we have a price involved here?
Yes, it's $5 for parking and it's $10 admission.
There we go.
And that $10 admission can be for all 3 days.
And, you know, this has got to get the kids excited.
Yes, definitely.
And I suspect there may be some aerobatics involved as well.
Yeah, I think so. There are going to be a couple warplanes out there too. So.
Flying planes, let's see. Can you get tickets in advance?
Not yet, it might be possible.
I'm gonna have to call Mr. Heffelfinger down there and see what he's thinking. I haven't talked to him for a while, so lots of things to look forward to. Oh yeah, and they're gonna have a race.
Yep, the 2K race down the runway. Fun. That'll be Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
That's not the planes. That's people on foot.
Yeah.
That's not the airplane race. Yeah. Wow.
But I will add that Saturday, May 22nd, is the Art in the Park sculpture walk that recognizes our 2020 sculptures. So that will have outdoor art gallery of local artists, and we're actually still looking for local artists. So if you are an artist in the area and you want to set up a booth, you can just contact me at Rock Falls Tourism. And so also the sculptors of the sculptures that are down there, they'll be here so you can meet them in person and talk to them. And that's May 22nd from 2 to 6.
Art in the Park. And, boy, if anybody else has any questions, they can always give you a call, 815-622-1106.
That's correct.
And make sure you go to facebook.com/visitrockfalls, and you also have a website.
Yes, we do. It's www.visitrockfalls.com. There's a lot of information on there. You can download the visitor's guide and see all the events for the area, too.
And you can also discuss everything that... that we discussed. Great cleanup looks like also at the Rock River Development Authority.
Yeah, I heard they did a great job getting the bike out of the canal.
I'm looking at their Facebook page right now. It's like a kayak and a bike.
I know.
Which one are we using here?
I don't think I would have wanted to bend the one to get that bike out.
So. And, of course, your office hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Correct. Yep. Monday through Friday.
And located again?
We are at 603 West 3rd Street in Rock Falls, and that's right near the police station and fire department.
There we go. And, well, Linda, it was great to talk to you on the phone last month. Even better to see you.
Yes, nice
person.
To meet you and see you in person.
And maybe once you get your assistant there up and running,
I will bring him in.
Bring him in as well.
I will.
We'll have a lot of fun, and we'll check in with you again next month.
All right, sounds great.